This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, November 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Fertilizer use gets more scrutiny, mapping California's vineyards. It's tariff day at the Supreme Court, and states scramble to provide SNAP funding. Study finds mixed progress on nitrogen efficiency. New study shedding light on nitrogen fertilizer and the evolving dynamics of nutrient management under new regulations. A team of researchers at UC Agriculture and Natural Resources and UC Riverside delved into self-reported data from more than 3,400 growers and the Kings River Water Quality Coalition. Their paper evaluates how total nitrogen application, use efficiency, and the adoption of new management practices vary across crops. The research finds almonds have the highest average application rate at 149 pounds an acre, yet one of the lowest surplus levels at 16 pounds. Citrus, pistachios, and walnuts showed both high application rates and larger surpluses, suggesting lower efficiency and greater environmental risk. Why it matters? Well, nitrogen use on farms is drawing heightened scrutiny as groundwater nitrate contamination remains a concern in farm communities and regional water quality boards tighten oversight. The State Water Board's Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program now requires growers to report metrics on nitrogen applied and removed. It has convened a second expert panel to evaluate whether crop-specific nitrogen limit metrics are feasible and how data collection should improve. That could revive a stalled effort in the Central Coast to cap the amount of fertilizer growers can apply. California's vineyard footprint detailed in new mapping project. The California Association of Wine Grape Growers has released the most detailed accounting yet of the state's vineyard landscape. It identifies 477,000 acres and more than 38,000 removed since last fall. Sacramento-based Land IQ conducted the project in partnerships with CAWG and the Regional Grower and Vendor Associations. The project uses advanced remote sensing, artificial intelligence, and field-level verification to map vineyard blocks and summarize acreage by county, crush district, and American viticulture area. CAWG says the updated data set offers a precise baseline amid shifting markets, water constraints, and replanting decisions. CAWG President Natalie Collins says the mapping gives us a new level of spatial accuracy, showing what's actually planted and where. That will build a foundation for regional benchmarking, market planning, and informed policy. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. SCOTUS to hear tariff arguments. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments today in a historic case challenging the president's use of emergency powers to impose tariffs. Ahead of the hearing, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reiterated that the tariffs serve a legitimate national security purpose. It's a matter of national security, Bessent told CNBC yesterday. This is one of the president's signature policies. It'd be very unusual for the Supreme Court to overrule a president's signature policy. Why it matters? Well, one of the legal theories the case could hinge on is the major question doctrine, the idea that Congress must be explicit when it delegates powers used to make major economic policies. The Justice Department will argue that this doctrine has never been applied to national security or foreign policy matters. Now, take note, Even if the tariffs are struck down, Bessent and others are already signaling they could use other powers to reimpose many of the tariffs. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley yesterday said, I think you would see greater uses of 301 and 232 tariff process. He's referring to the two alternate tariff statutes. Both require an investigation, however, and would take longer than emergency powers to impose duties. But President Donald Trump's critics are also ready for what comes next. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said yesterday she anticipates further misuse of tariff statutes if the court rules against the president. During an event hosted by Farmers for Free Trade on the National Mall, she pledged to fight Trump tariff policy in court. We fight it in Congress, and we are fighting it with our constituents. SNAP partial funding plan has states scrambling. Cities and nonprofits whose lawsuit led to USDA's decision to disperse partial SNAP benefits for November, they're asking a federal judge in Rhode Island to force the department to provide full benefits. They filed a motion yesterday with U.S. District Judge John McConnell Jr., who set a hearing on the matter for tomorrow. It is now clear that due to defendants' course of conduct and by their own admission, undertaking a partial payment plan at this point cannot meet the court's directives or adequately remedy the harm plaintiffs are suffering, they said in their court filing. They said McConnell should temporarily enjoin and compel defendants to release the withheld funding in its entirety for November SNAP benefits. McConnell ordered USDA to provide at least partial benefits for November. USDA issued guidance yesterday to states, but in many cases, states are using antiquated computer systems to implement the partial funding plan and implement new SNAP work requirements contained in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. You can read more on the story at AgriPulse.com. Well, the shutdown sets a record, and it's not a good one. The government shutdown's officially the longest ever as of today, even as Democrats wrestle in private on a possible path forward. We're exploring all options, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said after an extended closed-door meeting with his colleagues yesterday. What we've been asking for months for Trump to get involved, and he hasn't been. The fault of the shutdown falls on his shoulders. He's refused to discuss anything. Other Democrats were saying relatively little about the discussions. No updates in process. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia told reporters outside the Capitol's LBJ room where the senators were meeting. By the way, Senator John Kennedy, the Louisiana Republican, is doubting Democrats would end the shutdown for the promise of a vote on Affordable Care Act subsidies and no guarantee to extend them. He said Democrats would lose the vote and come away with nothing. I've got to see it to believe that Schumer will let them throw in the towel, Kennedy said. Swifter action on climate change needed, according to the UN. National goals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions worldwide have barely moved the needle, the United Nations said yesterday. Nations remain far from meeting the Paris Agreement goal to limit warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius, while pursuing efforts to stay below 1.5 degrees Celsius, the UN Environment Program said. Available new climate pledges under the Paris Agreement have only slightly lowered global temperature rise over the course of the century, leaving the world heading for a serious escalation of climate risk and damages, the UN said, summarizing the report. The Paris Climate Agreement set a goal of limiting temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels by 2100. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says beyond that level, the effects of climate change would be much more severe. Here's today's final word. Costs are what's killing agriculture. One of those increased costs is the tariff increases that have come from the parts, the machinery, the raw materials that I use as a producer. At the word of Chris Gibbs, speaking at the Farmers for Free Trade event yesterday, where he also said, right now, we are underwater in corn and soybeans. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.